Heather Gray, the Lyme boss here. I'm a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and bioenergetic practitioner. And maybe you feel like crap. And that's why you need to listen to these high-level experts that I have on my show every week. Whether it's Lyme disease, mold toxicity, autoimmune, mental health issues, weight, cancer, you fill in the blank. I guarantee you, you will find something inspiring, entertaining, something that'll give you hope, practical advice that you can take home at the end of every episode. I highly thank you for joining us, and you're going to just love this next guest.
I have a really special guest today. Like I spent the first couple minutes before getting on totally fangirling about her, but I'm going to fangirl a little bit more. She was one of the first companies that I became an affiliate with because oral health that is like not talked about nearly enough. It's huge. And her products have completely changed my life. It was one of the first products I became an affiliate with. Like I have my toothbrush. I have my tooth, my paste. Like I absolutely love their products. And so when she agreed to be on, you know, she's got like people like Dr. Drew Pinsky and freaking Dave Asprey from Bulletproof and like these amazing people. Like, she's a cool kid playing with some other cool kids. And I'm just really blessed to have Miss Trina from Primal Life's Organics on the show today. So welcome everybody, Trina.
Thank you, Heather. I'm super excited to mouth off with you today.
Mouth off with you. I love it. Yes, let's do it. So everybody's usually got a story, right? We don't get into this alternative space. We don't get into talking about things that other people don't talk about without some sort of a backstory. So I would love to hear about you and how you got involved.
Yeah, I'll tell you my backstory for my dental health and getting into this oral wellness field, because my original story is a little bit different. I started the company about 2 years before I actually became interested in dental health. But once I started going down the path of dental health, I was intrigued. So I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for, over 30 years now. And when my daughter was 2 years old, she had a molar erupt that had a natural or something wrong with it. We didn't know what it was when my husband was brushing her teeth and he's like, come look at this. This doesn't happen. And so we took her to the dentist. The dentist took a look at the tooth and he said, yeah, that's a natural cavity. It happened in utero when she was, you know, being developed. And I was like, really? I've never heard of this. He said, yeah, it's not super common, but it does happen. So the defect was pretty significant. He said, most likely the tooth was going to need to be pulled within a year. But he said, right now, we'll just put a temporary filling in it. And the temporary filling will last like 2 to 3 months. And every time the filling falls out, we'll just decide, is now the time to replace do we just replace the filling, do another temporary filling, or do we just pull the tooth? And when I was leaving the dentist office, we put the temporary filling in. She did great. I was leaving the dentist office and he says, don't worry, mom, we put a temporary filling in it. Now we just hope for the best. And I thought, what? Really? Hope? I'm not going to hope for the best. So I'm so glad he said those words to me, because without that, I don't know that I would have actually done anything about it. I don't think I would have actually a deep dive into, but he said, we just hope for the best. And I thought, there's no way I'm hoping for the best. So what I did is I went home and I started doing my research, because I'd already been making skincare products and body products. And I thought, I'm just going to take a deep dive into what is, you know, oral health is all about. And if what I'm doing, if I'm doing what I can be doing, or should I be doing something else? And I was actually really shocked. I, you know, as a registered nurse, we do oral care and we know that mouth care is important, but we never really took a deep dive into why is it important. And what I discovered during my research is my dentist was actually right. If I kept doing and brushing her teeth with what I was brushing with, we were going to have to pull the tooth within a year. But I found Dr. Weston Apes. He's a dentist that was around in the early 1900s, way before his time, because some of his research is now starting to come to light because it was buried. A lot of his research was buried by the ADA because they didn't want people to realize that you can actually have a healthy mouth and a healthy teeth and healthy gums, because then they feared that the dentist wouldn't have a job, which is ridiculous. So anyway, I took his research and I created my Dirty Mouth program. I started with Dirty Mouth tooth powder, and then I created a gum serum or gum drops. And I continued to create more products for the mouth. so that you can restore your microbiome and reestablish good, healthy gums and good tissues inside the mouth. So anyway, to make a long story short, I always forget to tell the punchline. My daughter's tooth, the one that was only supposed to last a year, he was going to have to pull it. I was super like, okay, if I can get this tooth to 1 year and 1 day, I did a good job. That tooth fell out naturally at the age of 12. And that original filling that was only supposed to last 2 to 3 months was still in place. We never had another problem with that tooth. That tooth had actually remineralized over the filling to protect it from bacteria getting inside the tooth. So I did a pretty darn good job. That's the story on dental.
Oh my gosh. I love Weston A. Price. That was my introduction into functional medicine, believe it or not. It was with Monica Corrada, who actually teaches a lot of Weston A. Price stuff. And I was just fascinated about how they show you in one generation of eating a standard American diet, what it did to these people's mouths that were normally naturally beautiful and spacious and awesome teeth, and what one generation of eating our freaking diet did to their mouth. Like, it was just, it's mind blowing. And undeniable, you know, you've got this, it's just, it makes a lot of sense. So I was happy to hear that your background is in Weston A. Price as well.
Yeah. So I basically used his research to create my entire, we call it our oral wellness program. And literally I've healed, I don't even know if it's thousands of cavities over the years, healed thousands of cavities. I actually had one woman who called me on a Saturday and left a voice message because I didn't answer. I didn't know she had called. And I listened to her message and she's like, I don't know what you're doing over there, but you are the bomb. This woman was from Texas. She was amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? What is wrong? She went to her dentist. She had 6 cavities. One of them needed a root canal. So when she discovered this a couple of weeks earlier, she found my program and she started using my dental products, hoping to just prevent anything worse from happening. Mm-hmm. Not even thinking that she was going to be able to reverse things in her mouth. She went to get her root canal, sat down in the chair. The dentist took one look in her mouth and he said, you know what, Miss Gibbs, you can go home. You only have one small cavity and it doesn't need a root canal. So you saved your canal. So literally she was calling me in tears, thanking me because her cavities had healed and she no longer needed a root canal and she was beside herself. And I hear that story over and over again. In fact, my daughter is now 15 and my twin boys are 13 and they don't have any cavities. They have 0 cavities in their mouth. So doing something right, figured it out. And Dr. Weston A. Price, man, he had it. He had it. And if we, you know, just unbearing and getting people to understand what his research showed, it impacts your whole health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that's why I love, you know, having you on is because being Lyme, you know, centered, those of us with Lyme, you know, Lyme likes to hang out in the gums and deplete a lot of things. And so those of us with Lyme disease are notorious for teeth issues. Like, I can't count how many cavities I've had. I had to have 2 cavitation surgeries done, you know, after having decades of infection in my jaw that was wreaking havoc on my health, you know. So I had to go down that rabbit hole myself because it pissed me off with the diet that I was eating, right? The oral health that I had. And every time I'd go into the dentist and I'd have a new freaking cavity and nobody could tell me why. Right. And then we'll get into it a little bit later. We talked a little bit about nitric oxide and saliva. I also found out I was a mouth breather, you know, the blah, 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 blah. Like, there was all these things that needed to come into place. And no one's talking about this stuff. You know, the dental industry is just as off leash as a lot of the medical industry, right?
I can't even get the dentist to listen to me. Like, they don't even want to know. And in fact, I have to educate my customers in my email sequence after you purchase from me. In my email sequence, I teach you about what's going to happen at your first dental appointment. And at your first dental appointment, you're going to sit in the chair. Your dental hygienist is going to be like, oh my gosh, you don't even have any plaque. Your gums look really good. The dentist is going to come in. He's going to be like, your teeth look really good. Your gums look really healthy. Everything's really good. What are you doing? You're going to tell him, oh, I started using this clay-based tooth powder or toothpaste from Primal Life Organics. It's all natural, blah, 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 blah. He's going to go, oh, you can't use that. You need to keep using this. What you've been using.
It doesn't have fluoride in it? What?
Right, right. And I tell people, don't be shocked when they tell you that you've had horrible dental checkups all your life using what they told you to use. Now you switched and now you have problems. Everything looks great, but you're not allowed to use that. So you've got to start thinking for yourself, think outside the box, and don't just because, and trust me, I'm a nurse. I don't say this with disrespect, but just because someone has initials behind their names doesn't mean that they know better than you when it comes to your body and your decisions.
If Can I get an is, amen?
Right? When something is working for you and it's not traditional medicine, you have to stop and go, I need to just try this. I need to continue with this and I can always go back if I want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a beautiful place to actually just take a pause. We're going to pause for commercial, but don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey there. I want to talk to you about an amazing new product called Cellwell. I know many of you have been struggling to find relief from your Lyme disease symptoms or symptoms of long COVID or maybe sinus infections or the flu. The symptoms that take you away from all the things that are most important to you in your everyday life. Cellwell is different from other products. It works at the cellular level to fight inflammation, which is actually the source of your Lyme disease, long haulers, and flu-like symptoms, and so much more. This one product provides relief from the most common symptoms you're experiencing, like fatigue, brain fog, headaches, and joint pain. You'll feel relief in just 2 weeks and getting your life back to all the things that you love to do. This is something you should try in addition to any existing protocols that you are working with. This safe, natural formula really works and has no side effects or drug interactions. A number of Lyme literate doctors are administering it to their patients right now. I've been using Cellwell for 14 days and I absolutely love it. And so does my son. It's really made a big difference in our life. Give it a try. And for more information, go get some for yourself. Go to cellwell.us. That's CELWEL.US. Make sure to put code LYMEBOSS for 10% off. That's LYMEBOSS for 10% off. Get your life back now with Cellwell.
All health begins in the mouth. And some of the best products out there for your best oral health care is Primal Life Organics. Their tooth powder, their gum drops, their tongue scraper, their electric sonic toothbrush, all of it. And they've even got a kit that's got your whole mouth regime, AM and PM, all in one easy to use kit. I highly, highly recommend it. Oh, and it's got an awesome little red light to help with gums. Most folks with Lyme disease and chronic health have got issues, infections in their gums, in their mouth, and they've got really bad teeth. I've spent over $10,000 fixing my teeth from the years of issues with cavitations and cavities, being a mouth breather, so many things. So everybody says that your immune system starts in your gut. It actually starts with your mouth. So make sure you get your mouth nice and healthy and start with Primal Life Organics. Make sure to go to my website, thelyneboss.com. Go to the resource section and get yours today. Awesome. Welcome back, man. If you missed the first half, you missed so much. Like, go back and listen because it's just incredible listening to her story and how we all get started on this rabbit hole, right? Down the rabbit hole. But let's dive in a little deeper on some of her products, why they work. And the title is, you know, stop sterilizing your mouth. It's killing you. So let's actually start there. What do you mean by that?
Well, unfortunately, most dental products have ingredients in them that are killing all of your good bacteria and your bad bacteria. So like everybody's seen the blue mouthwashes or the green mouthwashes, and on the bottle, it says kills 99% of bacteria. And they're so proud of that. But and in most people's mind, they feel like that's a good thing. And it sounds like it's supposed to be a good thing. Unfortunately, what that's doing is creating an environment inside your mouth that's sterile. And when you can't fight infection with good bacteria, you set yourself up for an environment that just promotes disease. And inside your mouth is so important because it is directly linked to every organ system in your body, including your heart and your brain. They've directly connected heart disease to the plaque in the mouth. Fertility, you know, ladies, if you're, you know, of childbearing age, fertility, infertility, once you're pregnant, even implantation is directly related, how, you know, healthy you're carrying the baby, how healthy the baby is, and including preterm labor is directly linked to mom's health. Baby's oral health is actually directly linked. There's been studies that show that moms that have cavities or gum disease or, you know, any kind of issues inside the mouth, the baby is more likely to have cavities and issues with their oral health as well. So it's just unbelievable that nobody's talking about this. So many people go on to try to heal their gut. We have so many people that have digestive issues. And we have to stop and think, where does the gut start? And the gut actually starts inside your mouth. And if you're taking probiotics and trying to heal a gut, you have nothing but bad bacteria inside your mouth, and you're swallowing that. You're feeding and seeding your gut with the bacteria that's actually going to cause more harm than good. So not to say stop healing your gut, you need to do that, but you also need to start at the origin, which is the mouth, and make sure that your mouth is healthy.
Absolutely. Amen. It's shocking to me, the research that's coming out, a correlation between, you know, cardiac disease and people who are using, you know, stuff like Listerine. Like, it's crazy that we're starting to tie this together, which, you know, Chinese medicine has known this for a long time. You know, the meridians, they actually had, you know, meridians and energetic points through each tooth connected to each different organ in every system of the body. But then again, you know, here we kind of got the Western model who like completely throws that all out the window. You know, let's just take this tooth out. Let's just do this. And let's just do that with no care or thinking about what downstream effects that has. Like, it's insane to keep things so compartmentalized when everything is connected.
Oh, 100%. And the problem with Listerine and, you know, not just mouthwashes. So in Listerine or any mouthwash, the problem with mouthwashes, there's probably only like 1% of the mouthwashes out there that are actually made correctly, that they're alkaline and they actually support the mouth. That's why I globally say, just don't use mouthwash. There's a better solution. There's a better avenue or a better product to use or type of product to use. Because overall, unless you know what you're looking for, it's hard to, you know, spot what's actually healthy. Because the ones that look healthy are not healthy. I mean, some of them that look healthy, you're like, oh, this looks like a healthy brand. I'm gonna use this. Still not formulated correctly. In fact, the same thing goes true for most toothpaste on the market. Even natural toothpaste aren't actually formulated correctly. When I went back and researched Dr. Weston A. Price, there were three things that my takeaway from him were three things inside your mouth have to happen for good dental health. First of all, you have to have an alkaline environment. Unfortunately, most of the foods that we're eating, drinks that we're drinking, and products that we're using are acidic by nature, causing more acid buildup. And inside the mouth, when there's acid inside the mouth, minerals leave the teeth. So you start demineralization, and the wrong bacteria is supported. It actually kills your healthy bacteria and your bad bacteria, the bacteria that causes cavities and gum disease, just like cancer. It's a cancer type of bacteria. What it does is it creates more acid. That acid wears away at your gums and your teeth, the minerals leave. So first of all, it has to be alkaline. When you're brushing with something that's alkaline, believe it or not, you pretty much can kill all the bad stuff very, very quickly. Can't survive. It can't survive in an alkaline environment. And then what that also does is it makes way that any minerals that are present can then go back in your teeth. So the second component of good dental products is that they have to have minerals present. It has to be alkaline. And what signifies alkaline? In a dental product, baking soda is what I tell people to look for. I use baking soda in my products. Baking soda, it's food grade. It's in baking, you know, products. And so baking soda is a good indicator that the product is alkaline, and then it has to have minerals present. So there's a couple ways that you can have minerals in dental products. A lot of people just use calcium or calcium carbonate, which is great, but it's not all inclusive. Your teeth have calcium, phos, as well as other minerals like manganese and magnesium and silica. And it's a lock and key. So if you lose a manganese mineral from your tooth, it has to be a manganese that goes back in. It cannot be a calcium or a phos. So unfortunately, most dental products that do have minerals are only putting calcium or phos in. Hydroxyapatite is a new newer ingredient that dental products are using. I actually added it to mine. Calcium or hydroxyapatite is calcium and phos. It's the exact same minerals in your enamel. It's what makes it hard. But the problem with it is, in order for hydroxyapatite to actually harden, you have to have magnesium present inside the mouth. And most dental products, if they're using hydroxyapatite, they don't have any magnesium in them. So while it might help fill the holes, it's not really going to harden. So that brings me to what I like to blend in mine. I use a blend of three different clays. I use bentonite, French green, and kaolin, because between the three of them, they complete the task of all the other minerals, including calcium and phos and magnesium that your teeth need. So when you're brushing, you're putting those minerals back in. The product is alkaline, so the minerals can go back in. It's killing the bad stuff while supporting the good stuff. And then over time, that enamel can harden, that the remineralized areas can harden because you've got the magnesium present. It's also helpful for when you're eating foods, even when they're acidic, you're still not going to be as much at risk because your mouth is alkaline. You've got healthy bacteria that can help neutralize it. And a healthy saliva production is the other piece of it that will help neutralize those acids. The third component is that it needs to detox the tissues of your mouth. This is where almost every other dental product fails. Most of them have nothing that is going to pull the heavy metals out of your gum tissue and all the tissues of your mouth, as well as other contaminants or toxins. We are exposed to a lot in pollution. We're exposed to a lot in, you know, organic type of foods, processed foods, lots of heavy metals. I believe that's the gateway inside the body is through the gum tissue. Your gums are highly vascular. As soon as you have any inflammation or bleeding of the gum tissue, it's an even greater risk of contamination into the body of heavy metals and other types of toxins. But using a clay-based toothpaste or powder, which is what mine is, it's got the three different clays in it. Clay is such a good detoxifying binding agent, because what happens is it binds to toxins. So it's a negative positive charge, opposites attract. It creates this really ionic bond that once it's created, is very difficult to break. So as you're brushing, it's pulling these toxins out of the tissue, and then you can spit them out. Even if you do swallow them, the bond is so strong that it most likely will just exit your throughout going through the entire GI tract. So that's the three things: has to be alkaline, has to have minerals, and it has to detox your mouth. Almost all dental products, I can count on one hand the number of companies that are actually formulating their products correctly. So I challenge everyone, even if you think that you're using a good natural product, while it might be cleaning your teeth, that's not the only reason that you want to have good oral care. It has to do with microbiome inside your mouth more than anything. And we'll get into that, because I know you mentioned we geek out on nitric oxide, the component of health that is really starting to come to light. But I didn't know if you had any questions about anything I'd said yet.
No, and you know, bringing up, you talked about bloody gums for a second, but just like anything else, even in functional medicine, we say, even though something it is common, it is not normal, right? And so many people put up with bleeding gums as just a normal thing, and it's not. It is an active infection in your mouth. And when that is inflamed, it's showing that you've got inflammation elsewhere in your body. And so it's an indicator light, right? It's like one of those first indicator lights going on. So don't ignore bleeding gums. And we'll get into the importance of saliva here in a little bit when we dive in deeper into nitric oxide, because it is just fascinating. But again, it's not hard, but when we get back down to the basics again, it's amazing what the body can do. Cause she spoke in the beginning, if you missed it, she talked about reversing cavities. And for some of you listening to the first time, you might be like, wait, what? Yes, you can reverse cavities. That's not, fillings aren't the only way out. Like, it's amazing, how the body can heal, and your mouth is no different.
Yeah. Fillings and gum grafts, those are two things that should be a last resort. you know? And I tell people, cause I get that all the time. You know, I have a cavity, my dentist wants to fill it. I want to wait. What do you think? And of course I can't give medical advice. What I tell people is there's pain or infection. I would do what your dentist recommends. So any pain or infection, of course you need to take care of that. That's an active, you know, problem. If there's no pain and no infection, then you probably have time to try and heal it naturally on your own. That goes for gums as well as your teeth. You said something common, but not normal. And I love that phrase. The other part of common, but not normal, that we've just become so accustomed to believing that it's normal, is bad breath. We should not have bad breath. You should not have, you shouldn't even wake up with bad breath. There should not be cotton mouth or bad breath. The only time you should really get stale breath is like what we're doing. If you're talking for a long time, you're speaking at an engagement because you're not salivating as much and you're not drinking as much. That is really the only time that you really should have bad breath. And that should reverse very quickly as soon as you drink. But bad breath, we've become so accustomed to that we start popping mints and breath mints and gum, and that makes it worse. What bad breath really is an overgrowth of the wrong bacteria. So you end up with more of the bad guys in your mouth than the good guys. Good guys don't cause bad breath. So if you can flip that and start, you know, of course, diet plays a role. Sugar, eat, you know, mostly natural foods, that kind of stuff. But dental products are so much to blame for the environment inside the mouth that I, because when people find me and switch, they're not switching their diet. They're literally switching their dental products. And within 2 to 3 days, significant changes are occurring in their mouth. And I usually say it takes about 3 days for you to start to see the difference or notice a difference. Usually 2 weeks will help reset. It's about a 2 week period to reset the microbiome inside the mouth. But so many people, they're like, oh my gosh, I've suffered with sensitive teeth for 20 years. And within 3 days, my sensitivity's gone, literally gone. And it's all about the environment and what you're using, putting the right ingredients and the right pathways inside the mouth so that your mouth and your body can function the way it was intended to. And that is to support you. So bad breath is a signal or a sign that there's a big problem that's happening. And if you don't fix it, you're going to end up with cavities, gum disease, and that inflammation then leads to internal health issues like heart and brain and, you know, all the other fertility and thyroid and obesity and diabetes and all that other stuff that nobody really wants to go down.
No, absolutely not. Let's dive a little deeper on what's the importance of saliva plays and how nitric oxide ties to that.
This is one of my favorite topics. I'm really starting to speak about this because it's so important. Nitric oxide, first of all, for those of you who are not sure what it does inside the body, nitric oxide is probably one of the best things that you need. And we naturally make, or we're supposed to naturally make nitric oxide. Of course, you can buy pills now to increase your nitric oxide to help get you over some humps until you can start creating your own. But nitric oxide has a big part in the immune system, reducing inflammation. It's a big component of reducing inflammation and keeping inflammation at bay. Heart health. So nitric oxide is a vasodilator. So it's going to cause your blood vessels to go from, you know, smaller and to get larger when nitric oxide. So think about heart health with blood flow. Of course, we want dilated vessels so that you can have more oxygen delivery to the cardiac tissue, the heart tissue. So it's really important for, you know, nitric oxide production to stay normal for heart health. Brain health is the same. Like every organ needs blood flow. Fertility is directly linked as well. And including, you know, even, you know, implantation, everything needs blood flow. The problem, so there's two pathways that you create or you make your own nitric oxide. One is an internal, has to do with enzymes and, you know, a different pathway internally. The one I'm going to focus on is what happens inside your mouth, because they are both equally important. Inside your mouth, there has to be two things present for nitric oxide to actually even be formed. You have to have healthy bacteria inside your mouth, and you have to have healthy bacteria in your gut. Because when you eat foods that have nitrates in them, the breakdown with the healthy bacteria starts to break that down inside your mouth. And then it starts to convert it and to I think it's nitrites. I could be wrong on the pathway, but when you swallow and in your digestive system, in your gut, then that bacteria converts it into nitric oxide. So if your mouth is not healthy, and so this is where when we're talking about mouthwash and other types of products, when they destroy your good bacteria, they destroy, literally wipe out your ability to actually make nitric oxide. It doesn't matter if you're eating nitrates all day long. You don't have the pathogens in your mouth to actually convert it to nitric oxide. And when we're talking about food, we're talking about healthy food. So like green leafy vegetables, kale, spinach, stuff like that. That's where the good nitrates are coming from. Processed foods, those nitrates, not good. So even bacon, most of the nitrates in bacon and ham and processed foods, that is not the type of nitrates that is going to convert. Those are like dead nitrates. You need the good nitrates in like the green leafy vegetables and things like that. In your saliva, so your saliva is dependent on a lot of things. The saliva, for me, it's the body secretion no one's talking about. It's your protector. Your saliva really is supposed to contain a lot of things. One of the components is nitric oxide. And so you, inside your mouth, while you're converting the nitrates, it's not converted to nitric oxide inside your mouth. So that has to go into your gut to be converted. But your saliva contains nitric oxide, and the nitric oxide in the saliva is protective against the inflammation inside your mouth, cavities, gum disease, all of that. So you can see it's a circle that if you aren't eating the right foods and brushing with the right thing and you don't have the right bacteria, you're never going to make nitric oxide to the amount that you need it. That's going to be a decline in all of your internal organs getting, you know, the blood flow and everything that they need, but also your saliva. And from what we were talking about as well, if you're not making healthy nitric oxide, you're probably not making healthy saliva or even making enough saliva as well.
I was beautiful. There was a holistic dental hygienist that I used to see, and I loved her analogy of that our teeth are like coral and the saliva is the ocean, right? And if the ocean or the saliva is dried up, you know, what happens to the coral? What happens to the teeth? And we were talking about this beforehand, but I kind of stumbled in by accident. I was playing around with nitric oxide for some brain fog and, you know, sexual dysfunction, right? Not easy to orgasm. And so I read the research about this and was just trying it. And it's one of the few supplements out there that have test strips. So you can actually test after you take it if you're taking enough. I was taking 5 times the recommended dosage for like a month before I finally started seeing the pump getting primed. And one of the side effects that I noticed was I had saliva in my mouth. I was like spitting and drooling because I wasn't used to having saliva in my mouth. I'm like, what is going on? And we were just talking about this. And so it was just fascinating, you know, the conversation about nitric oxide, saliva, you know, cavities, bacteria, because if you've got enough healthy saliva in your mouth, it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow, right? As compared to having a dry mouth and being just a perfect breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah. And the nitric oxide, I'm glad you mentioned like the orgasm, because for women's health, it's really important, but for men's health too. Not just heart health and everything, but erectile dysfunction is directly linked to a low nitric oxide production. So one of the best ways, you know, instead of popping a pill, you know, one of the best ways is to convert your body into making nitric oxide again through your mouth pathway, because that's one of the easiest ways. Your body will make it. It will make it. There's no way it won't if your mouth and your gut are healthy. So, you know, for men and women, it's extremely important for sexual health.
Absolute game changer. I love it. My husband and I both were in our mid 40s, right? And that's when they usually tell us that things start to slow down and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nah, like anything else. I'm like, screw that. I'm going to get to the bottom of this and then find out where the real truth lies. And since we've upped our nitric oxide production, like our sex life has been absolutely amazing. And I like to talk about it because there's a lot of people out there, you know, suffering from a lot of these things that, again, they don't talk about. That's why I like doing this show, is because there's nothing off topic here, right? Like, we're going to talk about it all.
Yeah. And if you want to get like more bang for your buck, oral health is the way to go. It's directly linked to every organ in your body, and including sexual health. So like, it's an easy fix, and it's not like you have to go out and do a lot of extra stuff. You're literally going to be replacing what you've been using with something that's actually a better alternative. And you're not only going to have better health internally, but your dental checkups are going to be way better. And you're going to feel better. You're going to ultimately feel better, because you can't fix a lot of internal health issues if you don't get to the root. And a lot of times the root is right there inside your mouth. I had a woman, a friend of mine once told me about a good friend of hers that was pregnant. She was around 20, I think 21 or 22 weeks early to deliver or an even viable baby. And she went into preterm labor and went in, and in the hospital, what they do is they put your head down and your legs up, and we call it Trendelenburg. By gravity, with your head being down, your legs, your feet being up in the air, gravity's helping to hold the baby in the uterus, because basically, you know, everything is ready for the baby to come just out. And being so little, it would happen very easily. So anyway, she was on magnesium. Magnesium is what we use to help stop contractions from happening. High doses of magnesium on her head. And she was like this for a couple of weeks, not getting any better, not feeling good. And finally, someone, she must have complained of something in her mouth, and they sent a dentist in to look at her mouth. He found an abscess in her mouth, started her on some antibiotics for the abscess inside of her mouth. Immediately, her contraction stopped. She was able to go home and no restrictions, went home and then delivered a full-term baby as soon as they corrected what was going on in her mouth. I was like, I still get chills when I think about that one. Like, how many women does preterm labor happen to? And it literally is directly linked to nitric oxide production and oral health.
It's sad to see a walking around and noticing like people's like having rotting teeth, you know, in their mouth. And it's not just a physical, you know, flaw. It's literally an infection that your blood vessels there are so small, and they directly, you know, go to the brain and everything else in the body. Like, an infection here ends up with an infection everywhere else. Like, people don't realize. And that's why, like I said, I was absolutely head over heels when you're like, let's do a podcast. I'm like, yes, because we need to talk about this more and more and more, that real health really starts in your mouth, and we can't put it on the back burner anymore.
Yeah. And we talk about leaky gut syndrome, but there's actually three leaks in the body. The gut is just one of them, and it usually doesn't happen first. Usually the first leak is the gum tissue. You end up with leaky gums, and then leaky gut, and then leaky brain. Leaky brain happens because of a lot of problems, but because, like you said, there's so much inflammation in the mouth, and it's so close. Like, your airspace, I always say the airspace inside your mouth and nose and sinuses is airspace. It's all connected. So if you suffer from frequent sinus infections, or you get the cold and the flu very quickly or very easily, and you get really sick, it's most likely related to the condition inside your mouth. Your mouth is actually feeding and creating that environment for that entire airspace. And, you know, with the, as far as sinus infections, that inflammatory boundary or barrier becomes weakened. But also, when you're breathing in that airspace in your nose, you're breathing in all of that into your lungs. So then now your lungs are affected. And then again, through your mouth, when you're swallowing, your digestive system is affected. So you've got the brain that's directly connected, you know, through the sinuses and everything else. And then you've got the lungs and your gut. They're all connected. So part of the problem with the leaky brain then is the membrane becomes the junctures become widened, and things that aren't supposed to leak into your brain tissue start to be able to leak in. I remember reading a study a couple years ago, and I always say it's the death by design. So, you know, the deodorant companies are putting aluminum in antiperspirants, and the dental companies are putting fluoride in the tooth, you know, their dental products. And this study just blew me away. It said that it shows that fluoride can open the juncture open the blood-brain barrier. So fluoride will open the blood-brain barrier, and then you get the aluminum from the deodorants and any other pathogens that are leaking into the brain where they shouldn't be. And then, you know, there's the, of course, the research that has shown that people with Alzheimer's have a higher percentage of aluminum. You know, some people say, oh, it's not related. I'm sorry.
What?
So, all of it is, it's very scary, but the main thing is it's fixable and it's not hard to fix it. And Dr. Weston A. Price, he knew this, and the ADA actually shut him up and buried his research. And time now for everyone to understand that you can take control back. It's not that hard, and it's going to impact your health significantly, but not just your health, but the health of your family. And especially if you're planning on starting a family, the health of your children will directly be impacted by all of that.
Absolutely. I had a woman who came to me originally to clean up her body before getting pregnant. And I thought, oh my God, amazing. Yes. But then the minute I started taking her off of inflammatory foods and trying and changing some of these toxins out of her environment, it was too much for her. She quit. I did notice she had a baby. She was already probably close to 50 pounds overweight before getting pregnant. And I just know, because I've experienced it myself, you know, with the health issues that I had with my kid when he was growing up, the stuff that I went through from having a baby with a non-healthy body, with these toxin overloads, these, you know, viruses, bacteria invaders, like, you know, it's, you know, I now had a celiac, transgender, small for his size, depression, anxiety kid, right? Like, that's not a healthy kid. And I know why. I know where it came from. I know it was because of my Lyme disease and the heavy metals and the toxins and the mercury in my mouth. And, you know, the list goes on and on. The vaccines, like, it's ridiculous. But when you start taking these burdens off the body and off the brain, it's amazing what it can do. Because, I, you know, after what I've been through with my own health, to be sitting here a complete 180, right? At 45, living my best life. It's possible, folks. And it's never too late, you know, so don't ever think that it's too late to start. And sometimes all it takes is that one step, right? Replacing your toothpaste with this, right? First step, you know, the next step would be, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the next step, but those little steps add up.
And I do have, especially, you know, I love to do this for podcast interviews. I have a special pricing, special offer. I created an entire kit. It was probably about 4 years ago. People were always like, I don't know where to start. What should I get? So I actually put together, it's called a dental detox kit. It's a 60-day supply of everything you need. It has a morning and nighttime tooth powder in it. So the nighttime tooth powder has everything that the daytime has, which is the clays, the blend of three clays, the baking soda, and the hydroxyapatite. But it also has charcoal added. So it's going to help to detox your tissues overnight. A lot of people, when they use my products, you know, you're used to rinsing your mouth out because all the crap in toothpaste doesn't really taste good. So you're, you know, spitting and then rinsing. A lot of people don't rinse. I don't rinse. I literally spit and that's it. And then that allows the clays and the charcoal to actually continue to work, especially when you're going to bed. That's when your body self cleanses and self detoxes. So it will definitely work even quicker. So I always tell people, just don't even just spit, but don't rinse. So you'll get a morning and nighttime, tooth powder. You get my gumdrops. Gumdrops is what I created as my answer or my solution to mouthwash. You can actually put a drop or two in water and swish it like you normally would. But most people put a little drop on their finger, two drops on their finger, and just rub it on the gum tissue. It's olive oil with 11 essential oils that help reduce inflammation, increase blood flow, and support that healthy bacteria inside the mouth. So many people take it and they, you know, do it throughout the day if they need a little boost, but it really does. If you do this, you probably won't need breath mints and gum. You'll eventually find, you know, within a couple of days that your breath isn't disgusting and you can't believe you live like that for so long. That's what I get told. You'll get floss picks as well. You know, because everybody, you do need to floss. Even if you have a water pick, it doesn't replace flossing. Flossing at least once a day is really important. In my program, I teach you when to floss. In the morning, it's brushing first, floss second. And at night, it's the reverse. You floss first and brush at afterwards. And that's primarily because at night you've been eating food and you want to get the food out between your teeth before you brush so that the minerals can go in between your teeth and can get in there. The food's not jamming it up. And then you'll also get a copper tongue scraper. If you haven't scraped your tongue, some of the, you know, the nitric oxide production that we're talking about, that coating on your tongue, that white coating, is the wrong bacteria. And that's going to hinder your ability to make nitric oxide. So simply, if you haven't swiped, you know, haven't done your tongue scraped ever, it take you an extra 3 seconds. I promise I'm not adding an hour to your day. It's literally 2 or 3 swipes. You're done. And that will definitely drastically improve your oral health as well. So this kit is special pricing. So just make sure when you're listening, go to the links that Heather is providing, because you'll get the special pricing through her links only. And then LED light. I know, Heather, we were talking about this, and I'm going to send you one, but this is the game changer for oral health. Something that I came up with because I know how important red light therapy has been for wound healing. As a nurse, you know, we've used red light therapy to increase blood flow, reduce inflammation, and increase collagen production for years and years. And so what I wanted to do was incorporate for the gum tissue a way to speed healing on anybody that has gum health issues, or anyone that doesn't and wants to prevent them. Is it, you know, it's a game changer. So I created a device that uses blue and red light. Red light does the reducing inflammation. Blue light literally kills the bad bacteria. This is like, for me, it's one of those things that it's like, oh my gosh, if you want to take it to the next level and make things happen fast, this is the game changer. Blue light therapy. Harvard did a study. Blue light, the bacteria that causes cavities and gum disease and prevents that nitric oxide production, has this little thing inside of it that when it's exposed to blue light, that little piece of it explodes and the bacteria is killed. So blue light penetrates a little bit. It doesn't penetrate as deep as red light, but blue light will penetrate a little bit into the tissue, which means it can get deeper into the tissue, can maybe get to the pockets or between the teeth a little bit to actually zap the bacteria, right? And it happens fast, instantly. It's about a 16 minute treatment when you do one of these, but the blue light, you can do straight red light or you can do a combination. It's hard to see but this is like a purple light because it's the blue and red lights together. Most people do the blue and red light together, but then my gel is peroxide free. Peroxide's another ingredient, just like alcohol, that kills the good bacteria. And it's actually caustic to both your teeth and your gum tissue. So peroxide has no business being in the dental products. The other problem is if you are someone who still has mercury or amalgam fillings inside your mouth, peroxide has been shown to actually vaporize amalgam or mercury. And as it's vaporizing, you are inhaling that. And then it directly affects your brain, your pineal gland, all of that. So, but we're not told that. How many people have amalgam fillings and are using peroxide-based toothpaste every single day? And they're wondering why they're toxic and they feel like crap and
their brain doesn't work. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, my gel is peroxide free and it's formulated olive oil base, and it's formulated exactly like my dental products are. It's alkaline, has minerals, and it detoxes. So it's kind of one of those things that it's a 15, 16 minute treatment. Initially, we recommend doing 5 a week. You get 20 treatments in the kit. I'll send it to you so you can do your own little video on it if you want, Heather. Absolutely. But the kit, yeah, the kit comes with, and I'm not even sure if everything's in here. So yeah, you get pods. There's 10 pods. Each pod has 2 treatments in it. That's the charging cord and then the mouthpiece. And after a month, that's about a month's supply if you're doing 5 treatments a week initially. After that, depending on how your mouth is looking and your teeth are looking, you can go down to 1, 2, or 3 treatments is what people usually do for maintenance then.
Like so a week or a month?
A week. 1, 2, or 3 treatments. I still see I need improvement. You can go down to 3 treatments. If you're like, I'm doing good, try 2 treatments, and then you can even go down to 1 treatment a week. A lot of people actually use the gum drops. They'll do their 1 or 2 treatment a week with the gels, because the gels are really important because they're going to help remineralize the teeth, but and pull the toxins. They're going to do the same thing as the paste and the powder when you're brushing, but it's concentrated and it's 15 minutes of that. So the gel should still be used at least once or twice during the week for maintenance. But if you want to do a quick blue or red light treatment for 5 minutes, I will sometimes put my gumdrops on it, the gumdrops that come in the kit. I'll put my gumdrops on, pop this in my mouth, 5 minutes, done. So it's a really good therapy. I've had a lot of biological dentists who recommend it to their patients, and they say that their patients that use the red and blue light therapy have significant, changes much faster than anybody doesn't. So if you're someone who really needs to, get a quicker turnaround, you're really struggling, I would definitely look at it. And, through the link that Heather has, you're going to actually save 60%. So make sure you click through that one, because that's the best link. 60% is.
I'm excited to try it because my teeth have come a long way. My gums are still struggle with a little bit of inflammation and having some issues. So I've seen these things because, like I said, Dr. Drew and all these big people are promoting it, and it's on my wish list. So I'm excited to check it out and see how I can just get that last little piece dialed in. Right.
Yeah. A friend of mine, she's actually going to be at the event that we're going to see each other at and shortly here. Her dentist was actually talking about gum grafts, that she was needing gum grafts. And she said, nope, I'm going to try this. And she said she no longer needs gum grafts, that it's healing her teeth very quickly, or her gums. So it does work. It really does work. You just have to, that's the one where you just might have to add it to your day. But I tell people, add it to your day when it's convenient, not when you need to talk or eat. So, when you're checking emails, when you're watching TV, I have a lot of women, they use it as a little aid for dieting. If you're like me and a lot of women, when you're making food for your kids or yourself, you're eating while you're making dinner. And so I have a lot of women that actually put it in while they're making dinner, because you can't put anything in your mouth and you can't talk. So while you're making dinner, plug your mouth, and the best way to fit in and diet it a little bit as well.
It might be for me after dinner, because that's usually when I struggle, right around that 7-8 o'clock, and I'm like, I want something sweet, instead pop that in my mouth and be like, we're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was a beautiful episode. Like, I hope people, they're going to learn not just one thing, so many things. And that brings me to the next thing, is that if you did find anything about this inspiring, did you learn anything, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe all this, because that's how this information gets out to the masses. That's how we start turning the tide of people just putting up with bad breath and bleeding gums and cavities, and thinking that that's just the way that it is by you sharing it. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, go to the show notes to find your links to learn more information and get your own kits. And thank you again, Trina, for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Heather. I had so much fun mouthing off with you, and I can't wait to see you soon.
Absolutely. Everybody else, have a healthy day.
Make sure to share the love, like, subscribe, and share. This information is potentially life-saving. Don't keep it to yourself. Make sure to help spread this message. And if you want to experience less pain, have a brain that works, and have more energy, it starts in the kitchen. Download my free 8-video cooking series, Real Cooking for Real Life. No more excuses. Take charge of your health. Start with the free video series at www.thelimeboss.com. That's LYME. Thank you. Have a blessed day.